Aleishu, Chelik Beis, Tav Lamed Hei, the 17th chapter, Teshuvah. The author had previously said that somebody who wants to properly prepare should prepare chapters 16 and 17 simultaneously, both preparing for Rosh Hashanah and for Yom Kippur. At any rate, the first Vaad, Teshuvah HaBesisis. Basic Teshuvah. Kasher Oymerim Al Mishu Shehu Choyzer. When we say about someone that he's returning, Yecholim Lishol Me'eifu Hu Choyzer Ul Anu Choyzer. We can ask two questions. Where is he returning from? And to where is he returning? HaChoyzer Be'atzmoy Bavadai Tzich Ladas Be'ikar Le'an Lachazor. The person who's returning certainly needs most of all to know where he's returning to. If he doesn't know where he's returning to, we can't call him a returning person at all. And the same is true for Teshuvah. Yes, we generally understand that Teshuvah is done for mistakes. We can't ignore the straightforward meaning of the word Teshuvah. A person is supposed to be returning to the place that he had exited. We need to examine where are we returning to. Garsinen be'avodah zarah daf yutes. We quote the pasuk Ashrei ish yerei Hashem. Ashrei ish ve'lo ashrei isha. This is yerei Hashem applies to men and women equally. So why did the pasuk choose the word ish and not, for example, Adam? Omar Rav Amram. Omar Rav. Ashrei mishu eset teshuvah kishu ish. The point of using the word ish is not to indicate man and not woman. It applies equally to men and women. But the positive ones indicate that fortunate is the person who does tshuva when he's young and strong. Rashi explains, keshu ish, keshu bachu bekoichoi, when he's at the fullness of his strength. Klomar memaher lakir boi re'oi koidei memei hazikna. He hurries to know his creator before he gets too old. Yesh lehaamik heitev bedivrei Rashi. We need to look deeply into the words of Rashi. In the words he uses, Hare yesh kan teshuvah she'einena misyacheses klal le'ezechet. Rashi is indicating that there's a type of tshuva that has no relationship at all to a chet, because Rashi uses the words memaher le'akir boir'oi. Nothing to do with chet. Mi she'lo hikiris boir'oi, somebody who did not know his creator, ve'achshav u'makiroi, and now does, hu oise teshuvah. That's what he's doing. That's what the Gemara said. Mishu oseh teshuvah kesho ish. Zoi ha-teshuvah ha-besisis. That's the basic teshuvah. Adam she'enu makiris boir'oi hu behechach to'e bederach ha'im. A person who does not know his creator necessarily is erring on the path of life. Uvarega shu makiroi, the moment he does come to recognize Hashem to a greater extent than before, hu shav limkomo ha-amiti. He returns to his real place. Initially, he came out of Hashem's hand, he was created like Yeshmi'ayin. Now, through his recognition of Hashem, he returns to his origins. Teshuvah zo muteles al kol adam. This is incumbent on every single person. Gam al tzadik gamush elu al malashuv. Even for its great tzadik that we would say has nothing to do tshuva for, it's incumbent on that person too. Every person is required to do that, and even the greatest tzaddikim have this form of tshuva incumbent upon them. Ulam pashutu, it's obvious. Shemi shechav lasas teshuva al chataim, somebody who needs to do tshuva also for chataim, bevadai tzech ladas el mi alav lashuv. He obviously needs to know to whom to return. Hu chayav reshisko lehakiris boiroi. First of all, he needs to know his creator. Kaasher ha'emuna b'boirei zborach v'serasei, tiku'a b'lev b'vada'us mochletes. When trust, reliance on Hashem, on the Creator and the Torah, is inserted in one's heart with total certainty, b'li shum nidnudu shel sefekos, without any doubts, ad shevada'us zei mamash gilui b'lev, to the point where it's a revelation of Hashem in one's heart, the certainty. Azada makiris b'roi, that's what we mean by knowing his Creator. Vada'us zeis tova Eliyahu Navi midoiroi b'mamad har ha-karmel b'omroi. So this type of certainty, this total commitment and certainty, that's what Eliyahu Navi demanded from his generation at that very dramatic event on har ha-karmel, Melachim, Perek Yudches, when he said to them, Ad mosayatem pesachim al shetei ha-seifim. How long will you continue to sit on the fence? Im Hashem o'ilakim lechu acharav. ואם הבעל, לכו אחריו. Choose already. וכאשר האש נפלה מן השמיים, when the fire descended from heaven, ואכלה את העילה ואת העצים ואת האפר, and it consumed the oil that Eliyahu brought, and the wood, and the sand, ולכחה את המים אשר בתעלה, and it licked the waters that had been poured around in the trench. וירא כל העם, they all saw it, ויפלו על פניהם, they prostrated themselves, ויאמרו, השם הוא האלוקים, השם הוא האלוקים. Very dramatic. ושמעתי מהגאון הצדיק, רבי דניאל מיקל, נשמסו עדן השם יקום דמו. The author says this a number of times in both volumes of Alei Shur, that he heard from the great רבי דניאל מיקל, כי גם אז לא הייתה אמונה סמדאיס. Even at that point, that dramatic point, the אמונה was not totally firm. והראיה שאמרו פעמיים השם אלוקים. The raya that he had is they said twice השם אלוקים. אילו הייתה אמונה סמדאיס, had the אמונה been totally solid, היו קוראים קריאה זו פעם אחת בלבד. They would only say it once. הרי לאו מילסה זוטר תהי להגיע לאמונה ודאיס כזאת בלב. We're pointing out that it's not a small matter. It's no small thing to reach total אמונה, total certainty in the heart. You can see even after such a dramatic turn of events, they still weren't quite at the peak of אמונה. ובו וראה איך לוחץ אל הקיר הסם. See how Eliyahu pushed the people to the wall. He's using the terminology from Parshas Balak, when the donkey pushes Bilam to the wall. Come and see how he pushed them. They immediately assembly from every right. He, so to speak, put a gun to the head. He gave them a very stark choice. Im Hashem o Elokim lechu acharav. V'im haba lechu acharav. Choose a path. Lo liyos peschim ha shtei ha'seifim. Don't be people who sit on the fence. בפיוט וכל מאמינים לראש השנה ויום הכיפורים. Perhaps the most well-known פיוט. וכל מאמינים, it's generally sung. We say as follows, V'chol ma'aminim shehu haya hoyve v'yeh, all believe that he was, he is, he will be. Ha'vadai shemo, Hashem's name is Vadai, the certain one. Kein tehilaso, and so is his praise. Yesh l'kadosh bohu Hashem shehu ha'vadai. One of the names of Hashem is ha'vadai, interesting in brackets, ha'gimatria shel Hashem havaya. It's the same gematria as the four-letter name. And that's Hashem's name, the certain one. וכמו ששמוי הוא הוודאי, just as his name is certainty, כן תהילה סייציך על יש ודאיס. His תהילה, his praise should also be certain. ודאוס זויס, again, this certainty, he הכרה סבוי. That's the knowing of Hashem that we're speaking about. אך לא די בהכרה זויס בלב. As always, it's not enough for this to dwell in the heart alone. אם ההכרה ימיתיס, if the person has true conviction, היא מביאה לידי מעשים. It always brings to action. כך מצינו בתמר ששלחה ליהודה. We found this with Tamar, who sent those personal effects to Yehuda. ואתה אומר, הקרן על מי אחוי סמס והפסלים והמטה האלה. Do you recognize who owns these objects? רשי, הקרנה אין נא אלא לשון בקשה. She was asking. הקרנה ביראך. Know your creator. This is what you're talking about. הכרה. Know your creator. ואל תאבד שלוש נפשיס. And don't destroy three souls. In וישב. הרי ניסיון גדול, a phenomenal challenge. יהודה, מגדולי שבטי יה, the leader perhaps, of all the שבטים, צריך להסגבר על הבושה, is to overcome total humiliation, ולהודיס ברבים, and to admit publicly על מעשה המספרש לאוזן השומע כמעשה זנוס. He has to admit publicly an event that would be interpreted by those who hear as common just prostitution. אף שבפנימיות זה מעשה, even though he knew that really deep inside יצא אבא סקול ואמרה, it was decreed from שמיים, ממני ומאיתי יצאו הדברים, השם decreed that this union should occur, ומשבט יהודה גוזרתי להעמיד מלכים בישראל. הקדוש ברוך הוא decreed that from the שבט יהודה and from Tamar will come the kings of Israel, Rashi explains it. But those who heard, many of those who heard him admit, would be utterly shocked. רק מכיר בוראו יכול לעמוד בניסיון כזה. It's a person who really knows his creator who can withstand such a ניסיון. He really truly knows his creator, then ממילא he can overcome such a difficult ניסיון. הרמב״ם מזכיר עניין זה כחלק מתשובה כמה פעמים. The Rambam mentions this concept as part of תשובה a number of times. In לחוס תשובה, פרק ב' סלחה א', מכלל שאם זכר בוראו ושב קודם שמוס נסלח לי. These words. It follows that if the person remembers his creator and does teshuva before he dies, it's forgiven. And then in the same place, Eizohi teshuva gmura. What constitutes total teshuva? Ze shebal yadoi davar shavar boi. If the person comes across an opportunity to repeat something that is previously done, which is a transgression, he can do it. But he desists because of his teshuvah. Not because he's afraid of something, not because he doesn't have the means or whatever. It's referred to by Shlomo Melech, who says, remember your creator. Zachor is the same idea that we're speaking about in the days of your youth. And then in Al-Chavav, even though teshuvah is always wonderful, in those 10 days, it is most beautiful. It's much more readily accepted. The Pasuk says, seek Hashem when He is around on those days. This is true for the individual. When it comes to a community, anytime. Kol zman shasim teshuva. Anytime they do teshuva, v'tzuakim belev shalem, hem na'anin. If they cry out to Hashem with a full heart, they are answered, the shenemar, kashem alakinu bechol koreinu elav, whenever we call to Him. B'derech agav, just by the way, anu mevinim baze, ki zeu chiyuv ha-tefila ha-kashu b'teshuva. This is the obligation of tefila, of speaking to Hashem when that is associated with teshuva. Then in Lechos Teshuvah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet, the Rambam writes, Afal Pishat Tkiyas Shifa Gzeras HaKasuv. The Torah doesn't tell us what Tkiyas Shifa is about, so it's a Gzeras HaKasuv. Nonetheless, Remez Yeshbo, says the Rambam. There's a hint, ideas behind it. Klomar, Uru Yeshenim Mishenaschem, awake, you sleeping people from your sleep. Nirdamim HaKizun Itara Demaschem, you who slumber, awaken. Vechapsu B'maasechem, search your deeds, Vechizu B'Shuva, Vezichru Boirachem. The author concludes, Lema'aseh, tzarich ha'isek b'shuvah la'aseh sa teshuvah b'sisis. In practice, what we're saying is a person involved in tshuva needs to do the basic tshuva. La'shuv me'hi ha'karasu b'reh la'karasu. To return from a lesser recognition of Hashem, a lesser knowledge, to a greater one. Ve'yir'e la'gia la'ezo b'china shel emunah chazaka uvruah. He needs to make sure to reach some aspect of emunah which is strong. We saw before how the ultimate level is the certainty that we would have when we see fire descending from Shamayim and consuming the korbanos, but reach some aspect of solid emunah. Uma toiv lanu ki Rosh Hashanah kodem Yom Kippurim. How fortunate we are that Rosh Hashanah precedes Yom Kippurim, which is often a question. Yeah? People pose the question, why should it be like that? V'yom kadosh zehu kuloi kabalas olachu Shamayim v'chazuk emunah. It's good for us because Rosh Hashanah, this holy day, is entirely kabalas olachu Shamayim, strengthening of emunah, so that helps us in the process of tshuva, the basic tshuva that we're speaking about. U'mizeh shelo niftach liboy le'emunah chazaka b'sfilas musaf le'Rosh Hashanah. All of us, our hearts open in emunah when we daven musaf. Hameyusedes kula al berur yichudoy malchusoy, the entire tefilas musaf is based on Hashem's oneness and kingship, Hashgachasoy HaPeretis, His providence, Al Matan Tira Min HaShamayim. The Pesukim speak at great length about Matan Tira, V'tzipiyah LaGeula Achona, in anticipation of the final redemption. Hein Rak Mi She'emunah Zetekua B'Liboy B'Vadaus Chazaka. A person with such emunah inserted in his heart with great certainty, Hu Yodeh Me'ata El Mi Hu Shavis Shuvaseh. Only such a person knows to whom he is returning in his teshuvah. Adkan. Kind of.